Good morning, Gunnison Valley. This is Zach with the Crested Butte Avalanche Center, bringing you Friday morning's avalanche forecast. A special avalanche bulletin is in effect for the Southeast Mountains through the weekend. Let's start with our mountain weather. It's time for the snowpack and snow shovelers to catch their breath. A transient high pressure ridge will bring dry conditions today and Saturday, before a disorganized system brings a few inches of snow this weekend, maybe five in favored locations. Winds remain tame throughout the weekend, and mountain temperatures gradually warm over the next 2 days, rising towards freezing today and a couple degrees warmer on Saturday, with valley inversions at night. In the backcountry, the avalanche danger is considerable at all elevations. A special avalanche bulletin is in effect for the Southeast Mountains through the weekend. Our fragile snowpack is coming off of a week-long loading period that produced hundreds of natural and triggered avalanches. Although the natural cycle is generally over, large and dangerous avalanches are sensitive to human triggers on almost all aspects and elevations. Bring a conservative mindset into the backcountry this weekend. Even low elevation slopes near Crested Butte, Mount CB, and CB South are dangerous. Observers yesterday reported numerous more natural persistent slabs at Ran in the Southeast Mountains and limited alpine visibility in the Northwest Mountains. The most notable of these avalanches was a slab in West Brush Creek that connected across two start zones, broke 5 feet deep on a very weak depth hoar layer at the ground. Now that the loading period is over, the natural cycle is expected to be largely done. We could still see a few naturals run today or tomorrow from warming-related releases or step-downs from solar-induced sloughs. A special avalanche bulletin has been issued for the Southeast Mountains, where large slab avalanches are especially sensitive to human triggers right now. Some of the worst conditions are at lower elevations near urban areas or in the adjacent drainages. That's because slabs are still an ideal thickness for human triggering, and the snowpack was incredibly weak and shallow in these areas before our January storms. We've been finding that the persistent slab is becoming more stubborn to human triggers in deeper snowpacks now. Lower likelihood, yes, but the catch-22 is an unsurvivable size. In some cases, weak layers aren't as bad in gaining strength now, but in some cases, the fewer signs of instability are simply because slabs are so thick that your weight isn't affecting that treacherous weak layer. Don't be fooled, there are often shallow deficit zones even where the snowpack is deep. Yesterday, a resident was injured by a roof avalanche. Roof avalanches are most common when temperatures rise above freezing, which we are expecting in the next 2 days. Be mindful of what's above you and be a helicopter parent if you see evidence of roof avalanche activity starting to happen. For all the details, please head to our website. It's cbavalanchecenter.org. We've got tons of great photos, videos, and more details. So be sure to check it out before you head into the backcountry.